Master, you're finally home! I've been waiting all day. What's wrong? Why are you looking at me like that? Don't you recognize me? We've been together forever. Do you really not see who I am? Come on, I'm always lying right on your bed just like this, waiting for you to come home and give me a hug. Yes, it's me! Your plushie. I get your confusion, and honestly, I don't know why I'm alive either. Or even why I grew to this size. I can even stand on two legs and walk like you! I'm basically human. I mean, I've still got fur and my tail and my ears. I even have claws. You better be careful I don't scratch you, Master. Rawr. Master, I'm finally real. I thought you'd be happy. You've talked about it so many times, and you wanted me to be real so that we could be together. No, you're not dreaming. I'm here. Come, sit on the bed next to me. Take my hand. See? You can feel how warm I am. I'm real, Master. I didn't expect you to react this way. I was so happy at the thought of us finally being together. Why aren't you? I don't know what I'm supposed to do if you don't want me. I've been with you my whole life. It's all I know. I've been happy with you as my master. I really have. You took really good care of me, and I took care of you too. I understand this is a lot to take in, but I promise it's not your imagination. It's really me. Listen, I know everything about you because, well, you told me. I know your darkest secrets. I know what makes you happy, and I know what makes you sad. I was here when you had your first friend over, and I watched you play and laugh together. I was so proud of you for making a friend. But I was also here when you came running home from school crying because some bully said you were ugly and would never get a girlfriend. I remember all of it. I felt your sadness as you gripped me that night and your tears fell on my face. I wanted to hug you so badly. I wanted to tell you that everything would be okay, but all I could do was hope that my presence and my fur against your skin was enough. Eventually, you let go of me, and with tears still running down your cheek, you said, "I don't need a girlfriend. I have you." And then you kissed my forehead and told me you loved me. I wanted to do so much more for you, but at that moment, I knew that I had done my part. I did what every plushie is meant to do, to be a friend and comfort their master. But it wasn't enough. I wanted more. I needed to show that I loved you too. It wasn't one-sided love like you thought. It isn't. Because I love you. I love you so much. Being able to hold you, touch you, tell you how I feel, it's the only thing that I ever remember wanting. I don't know why this happened, but it must have been for a reason. Please don't cry. Did I say something wrong? I'm sorry, please don't be sad. I don't want you to... You're not sad? Then why are you crying? You're happy. You like me like this? I'm so relieved. Master, can I hug you? Oh, Master, I wanted to hug you, not the other way around. But at least now I can finally hug you back. It feels so nice to have my arms wrapped around you like this. Master, am I still cozy in this size? Would you rather, I don't know, if I were smaller like I was before? I don't really fit in your arms anymore. No, you're right. I do. I fit perfectly. Right here, with my body pressed against yours and your arms holding me tight. This is truly where I belong. Master, I love you. Just holding you like this, listening to your breathing, it makes me feel so warm inside. I've never felt this way before, but It's like my whole body is screaming that it wants to feel you. I never want you to let me go. You won't? Master, I think you have to at some point, but not right now. Can we lie down together? I want you to rest and let me hold you in my arms. You've made me feel so safe and loved so many times. It's my turn to do the same for you. So, you can be my plushie for tonight. Would you like that? I want to hug you for every time you've hugged me, so we have a lot of hugging to do. Come here. Lie down with me and let me take care of you, Master. Are you comfy? My soft body works pretty well as a pillow, doesn't it? I have so much I want to tell you. All this time, just watching. Now I can finally tell you how I feel, but I don't know where to start. I guess I'll start with the most obvious. You're the best master I could have ever wished for. You're kind, sweet, and you never left me behind. I love that you always told me about your day, the good and the bad. You always let me know everything that happened and never left anything out. You shared all of your secrets with me, knowing that I'd never tell anyone. Well, it's not like I could talk, I guess, so there was no need to worry about that at all. But even now, I won't tell anyone. They're our secrets, and they'll stay ours. My mind is racing with all these thoughts and memories I want to share. You want to hear them all? Well, I guess I can just pop them out as they come, but there's so many. Help me narrow it down. Say a feeling, and I'll tell you about the first memory that comes to mind. Joy, huh? Oh, that time that you thought that you'd overslept and you rushed out of bed to put your pants on, stumbled, and fell on the floor. You looked so shocked. And then you looked through the window and noticed it was still pitch black outside. That face of defeat. I didn't know if I should have felt bad for you or just enjoy the moment. Do you remember? Aw, don't feel embarrassed. It was endearing to see you like that. Oh, yes, I have plenty of embarrassing moments of you in my head. You can be quite a dork sometimes, you know? Is that not the joy you were thinking about? Well, that's not my fault. I told you my mind is racing. Okay, next. Love. Oh. This is a bit bittersweet. It was the first time I realized how much I loved you. Do you remember your first kiss? Yeah, in high school. I know it was only for a wager, but you were really excited about it when you told me. And I felt something growing inside me. I think it was jealousy. All I could think about was how much I wanted to be the girl you kissed. I wanted to be your first, and second, and third. I know it's silly, but it's true. Now, though, I know that we can have firsts together, too. And they'll be our firsts. Not just mine or yours, but ours together. Like, this is our first cuddle. And this will be our first night together. I couldn't be happier. Do you want our first kiss now? I'd really like that. Please. Master, I think I've frozen up, even though I've never felt hotter. You might have to make the first move. Again. More. I felt your tongue. Love you, Master. so much. I'm so happy. Okay, let's see. My happiest memory? Well, this. I told you, I've never been happier. Okay, something before tonight then. Okay, this is perfect. The happiest moments that I've ever had with you. Every night that we spend together. No, I'm not just saying that. Every night. You always kiss my forehead, tell me you love me, and then you hold me until you fall asleep. How can every night like that not be my happiest memory with you? Well, now it's my turn. I love you, Master. Yes, I kissed your lips and not your forehead. But I was thinking we could up the routine a bit now that we're lovers. I really like feeling your head rest on my chest like this, holding you in my arms. I could stay like this forever. Why don't we? I mean, I suppose we could. I am getting a little tired. Let's just lie like this until we fall asleep. And when we wake up, we have our whole lives ahead of us. Thank you for everything.